Episode 655, The Law of Consistency.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. I hope you are having a dynamic week. Can you believe it's already Power Pack Wednesday? It is, and we're talking about nutrition, fitness, and the law of consistency. Whoa, does that scare you? Consistency, the big C word. I know I may want to run away too, but we need to chat about this. We've got to be real and we've got to be honest about where we are in our lives. But first off, we got to give a huge shout out to those of you who are brand new. Welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to keep your life simpler. Because that's really what we need, right? We are too bombarded with stuff always coming at us. And I try not to throw too many things at you, but a few tips and tricks and strategies and tools to help you along the way. But I'm really excited that you're here. I truly am. You warm my heart with your presence every single day you tune in. And today we're talking about something important, the law of consistency. When we talk about health and wellness, we are speaking about what? Change. Changing a behavior to a better action that you choose to do every day, creating an intentional habit. It's called the law of consistency. Now, that's a mouthful when you think about it. But with our nutrition and fitness, change is always occurring. And usually sometime in our lives, somewhere, we've had to make a change in our nutrition and in our fitness. Now, the law of consistency does not just apply to nutrition and fitness. It's in all areas, all aspects of our lives. So if you're like, oh, Christiane, I have got nutrition down. I am so fit as a fiddle. I do not need to worry about this. No, but I'm sure there's a few nuggets in here for you to apply in other areas of your life. So let's jump in. In episode 499, way back when, consistency leads to opportunities. If you haven't listened to that episode, the link is in the show notes. You want to go back because we talk about how consistency is your BFF. And no, we're not just talking about your best friend forever, but we are talking about build, formulate, and function. Build, formulate, and function. By having consistency in your life, you are creating space for opportunities to exist. You can't run around in your life all the time with blinders on, thinking that all of a sudden when you're supposed to do something, you're going to be struck with lightning. God's going to come out with a fiery bush, and he's going to say, yes, you need to do this. Now, that would be awesome if it would happen. But God doesn't talk to us like that. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to understand, and our preparation is what? The law of consistency. Doing the same thing over and over again. Let's talk about the definition of consistency because there's multiple definitions. You know, some of which you probably already know. One is like what? The degree of density or the firmness of something like a liquid, right? But the two I want you to pay attention to is this. Number one, steadfast adherence to the same principles, course, or form. And number two, agreement, harmony, or compatibility, especially correspondence or uniformity among the parts of a complex thing. Well, that was complex to even say and speak. But think about it this way, consistency of colors throughout a house. You know, when you walk into a home and you're just like, oh my gosh, it's got like that Martha Stewart look. Everything seems to flow. Even though there's like 20 different colors throughout the house, it's just like, oh, and it gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling or that vibrant wake up, I'm alive feeling. Either way, what? The consistency is there throughout the home. What if you had consistency of actions throughout your life? What would that look like? In John Maxwell's 15 Laws of Invaluable Growth, he concludes this: motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you growing. What's discipline? Well, I can tell you this, the kids don't like it, right? The children are like, I do not want to be disciplined. I do not want to be grounded. I don't want it. But you know what? Discipline is consistency. It's consistency. And if we could just learn that, not only with our children, but with ourselves, doing the same thing over and over again. The question is, though, are you doing the same right thing over and over again? Because it's real easy for us to practice the wrong. And if we keep doing it over and over again, well, it becomes right, even though it's wrong. So just because it's wrong, but we've made it right because we're doing it over and over again, is that good? Are we following truly the law of consistency that we need to? Well, we're following it, but we're not doing it correctly. It's lacking discipline. I know it gets really confusing, doesn't it? But this is made for you to think. You were made for greatness. You're made for more. You're not just here sitting here going, well, I'm just here listening to Christiane talk because, well, I don't know, I just like her voice. Well, that's great if you like my voice, but that's not why you're here. You're here because you have a passion and a purpose deep within you. You have a dream that's bigger than you. You're ready to explode. You're like, I've got this and I've had this and I don't know what to do with it. It's this baby that you're like, it doesn't come with an instruction manual. But I know if I don't do something, it's going to explode. And so am I. Zig Ziglar says this: you do not have to be excellent to start, but to be excellent one day, you will have to start. So how do you start? How do you bring about your life and connect it with the law of consistency to take you to your miles of greatness that you are on that journey and that path towards? How do you start? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Know your what, how, and why. Know your what, how, and why. Number one, what do you want to change? What do you need to change? You got to identify the problem. It's not just, I got to lose weight. That's what I want to do. I just got to lose weight. What weight? Be specific. Identify the problem. Maybe you're sitting there going, all I do is sit at my desk all the time. I don't move a whole lot. That's my job. I really need to be exercising. That's great. You know you need to be doing it. But what does that really mean? What do you want to change? What do you want to change? My intentional movement needs to change. I need to exercise more every single day. I need to have so many minutes every single day of movement. For some of you, that may be starting out just 10 minutes. And that may seem like an eternity. Others, it may be 2 hours. What do you want to change or improve upon? Number two, how are you going to change? How are you going to do it? Maybe you need to get some help to figure it out. Maybe you need a coach. Maybe you need some support, some accountability. Maybe you've tried it and you fall back into what? Self-sabotage, self-doubt, excuses. You've done it so many times. Oh, Christiane, I've done this. This is like my 7th time. I was successful once, so I know I can do it. Maybe you need to call on some help. How are you going to change? You got to be specific, though. Number three, why do you want to change? Why do you want to change? Vince Lombardi says this: once you learn to quit, it becomes a habit. It's easy. We find the excuses. We validate us quitting. I'm finished. I'm done. I can't do it. Those 2 days, 5 days, 10 days falling off the diet train. Oh, I tried. Oh, I tried to exercise, but it just didn't work. We find the excuse and we validate it. Then it becomes all right. And we go back doing the same thing, practicing what? The wrong thing over and over again. The law of consistency is working, but it's on the wrong thing. Why do you want to change? Maybe you're not sure about that why. head on over to episode 541. Why do you want to change? That's what it's titled. The link, of course, is in the show notes. But we talk about the why, the W-H-Y. What's holding you? You have to find the motivation, the drive, the desire within you to keep going. And sometimes you need more than just yourself. Think about it. If you keep getting the same results, well, then maybe you need to do something different. The law of consistency may actually be working against you than for you. Know your what, how, and why. So when does the law of consistency start? Now. N-O-W. It starts now. You see, life lived for tomorrow will always be a day behind. You can wait and say, oh, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to have this piece of cake. I'll start tomorrow. I'll start eating well tomorrow. Why not now? The next piece of food in your mouth, why can it not be the good fuel for your body? Oh, I'll get up, you know, 2 days. I'll start on Monday. I'll start exercising. I'll do it then. Monday comes around, you hit snooze because you were up too late Saturday and Sunday. Life lived for tomorrow will always be a day behind. You'll never get ahead. It's time that you take aim. The law of consistency will work and can work. But you may need some guidance. You may need some accountability, some support, some encouragement, some empowerment. Join me. Click on the link. Take aim. Let's have a free session here together. I don't bite. I promise you. Maybe you need help on your what, how, and why. Maybe it deals with nutrition or fitness. Maybe it's somewhere else in your life. Maybe it's your business. Maybe you're stuck and you're like, Christiane, I have this idea, but I don't know where to take it. I don't know where to go with it. I've tried, but it's too much. How do I unjuggle? I'm here to help you. But it takes you to take aim. You've got to be willing to step out. The law of consistency. Do you want it working for you or against you? That's your decision to make. I think, honestly, you wouldn't have waited to the very end to listen to this, but you want something different in your life. So what is holding you back? What's holding you down? What is chaining you? What is gripping you so tight that you're not willing to take a chance on you? The law of consistency can work for you as long as you begin to what? Do the same right thing over and over and over again. Remember, the law of consistency, changing a behavior to a better action that you choose to do every day, creating an intentional habit. It's time to take aim. My hand is outstretched to you. Let's do this together. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.